Many of us can say we owe a healthy childhood to Maurice Hilleman. He developed vaccines for a host of illnesses, among them measles, mumps, chickenpox, meningitis, hepatitis A and B. Dr. Hilleman died yesterday of cancer. He was 85. His fellow infectious disease specialist and longtime friend Anthony Fauci joins us. And Dr. Fauci, I think if a lot of us would know the name, say, of Salk and Sabin with the polio vaccine, we wouldn't necessarily know the name Maurice Hilleman.
Well, that's true, and that's sort of an interesting phenomenon, because Maurice Hilleman, if you look at the impact that he has had on the health of the world, this is probably more than any other single individual in the 20th century.
And he could, I guess, use what he found around the house. I understand that in 1963 it was a culture from his own daughter's throat that led him to produce the mumps vaccine.
Absolutely. He saw the disease in his child, and as he was taking care of the disease, he took some saliva and then literally in the middle of the night went to the laboratory and isolated and put into culture the material that ultimately led to the ability to make a vaccine against this particular strain, and it's still referred to as the Gerald Lynn strain.
I'd like to play you some tape of Maurice Hilleman. This was from a speech he made back in 1987 at a scientific meeting about the possibility of developing an AIDS vaccine. Let's listen to a little bit of that.
I think the big problem of trying to get up here and talk about how vaccines work is that we don't know a damn thing about how they work. And in the old days, you know, we used to try to solve problems without understanding them, and it was great. This is the first time we've ever had need to understand anything. And I'm sorry, I couldn't talk about how vaccines work because I don't know.
Now, is that just false modesty, do you think?
Well, certainly it's modesty, but it also tells you something about the other personal side of Maurice that all of those of us who knew him, who know him, absolutely adored. His extraordinary dry humor and ability to be irreverent without being disrespectful. And he did that for an effect. He wanted people to be realistic and to really look at things in a way that's practical.
There's been a fair amount of debate, especially recently, about the safety of some of these childhood vaccines that he developed. Did he talk to you about that?
Yes. He felt strongly that the balance, obviously he's concerned for safety, as all of us are, and safety was an important part of the clinical trials and the follow-up on virtually all of these vaccines. But with every vaccine, he was clearly able to point out that there will be adverse events associated with vaccines. But when you balance the rare adverse events with the extraordinary advantage and positive public health benefits that you get from vaccines, it was very clear that the weight is very, very heavily towards the vaccine usage in our society.
Dr. Fauci, thanks very much.
You're quite welcome.
Anthony Fauci is director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, remembering vaccine pioneer Dr. Maurice Hilleman, who died yesterday at the age of 85.